It was built on the Acropolis, a rocky citadel at the heart of the city. Its central hall housed a colossal statue of the goddess herself, made of gold and ivory. And everywhere there was sculpture. Around all four sides of the building, above the columns and easily seen by everybody approaching, was a series of 92 square relief carvings, known as metopes. Like all the other sculpture in the building, these would originally have been brightly coloured in red, blue and gold. And it's one of these metopes, now without its colour, that I want to take as our object to think about Athens around 440 BC. The metopes are all about battles. Battles between the Olympian gods and the giants, between Athenians and Amazons, and, in the ones I want to focus on, between Lapiths and Centaurs. The figures are almost freestanding, and the human ones are about 4 feet tall. Centaurs, half horse, half human, are attacking the Lapiths, who are a legendary Greek people. According to the story, the Lapiths made the mistake of giving the Centaurs wine at the marriage feast of their king. The Centaurs got horribly drunk and attempted to rape the women, while their leader tried to carry off the bride. A general bitter battle ensued, and the Lapiths, the Greeks, were ultimately victorious over their half-animal centaur enemies. The one I'm looking at now is particularly moving. There are only two figures, a centaur rearing triumphantly over a fallen Lapith who lies dying on the ground. As with so many of the Parthenon sculptures, this one is damaged, and we can no longer see the expression in the dying Lapith's face or the aggression in the eyes of the centaur.